Well, if you're even an occasional listener to this show, you probably know that I'm a big fan of our wonderful state. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. One of the best things about hosting this show is that I get to talk about so many things that make Wisconsin a great place to live. And today we're going to visit with another person who does that in a different way, Mike Beno. Mike's the editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, and it really celebrates what life is all about here in our state. And he joins us from his office in another place I really like, Manitowish Waters. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Going pretty well here, but I'm not fishing anymore, Larry. Why don't you come up and catch all these muskies, huh?
I tell you, I love fishing in the Manitowish Waters area, and I've caught quite a few muskies, but you're probably a busy guy right now.
Well, this little project is the reason I don't go fishing anymore, but no complaints here because it's been overwhelming. When you get to over 90,000 paid circulation in 18 months, it's a little bit of a blur. I think the last time we spoke here on your show, we were at about 40, and that was around a year ago. So yeah. A lot going on.
Well, I tell you, I really like the magazine. It is, I was looking, reading this month's, the latest issue, and there are so many good stories in here about Wisconsin and the people. I love the Halloween night story that Anne from Crandon, Wisconsin wrote. And I, I just went right down the line there. There's so many good stories in your magazine.
Well, that's the idea behind the magazine. We're here to bring together people from all across the state that share, in their words, the reason why Wisconsin is such a wonderful place to live. This magazine was founded to give voice to those stories that never would have seen the light of day normally unless we reached out to them and prompted them and tried to draw them out a little bit. And that was really the hallmark of Ryman Publications, which was my background. This magazine really, once I flunked retirement, we brought this out in the style of those reader-written magazines, so to speak. And I think that, you know, on the cover of this magazine, it says Wisconsin. It's place. It's pride in place. But really, this is a magazine about the people of Wisconsin expressing why they love it.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun to read, and very. It's a beautiful magazine too. Photos in this issue, well, in any of them, but this issue, you know, with the colored leaves, the leaves and everything is just beautiful.
Thank you for that, Larry. As the guy who's responsible for creating that boring gray stuff that goes around all these colorful pictures, I love to hear that. Now, actually, we hear that from people more often than anything else. So they are struck by the color, and, you know, couldn't have a prettier state to highlight. I mean, that's an advantage of working with this subject area. And I have to tell you, through the years, I've worked on a number of different publications, and what a rich thematic area Wisconsin is. We will never be out of good stories. That's a big reason too why I came out of retirement. What a wonderful place to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Beno, our guest today, editor of Our Wisconsin magazine. He joins us from his office in Manitowish Waters, and love to hear from you. Have you seen his magazine or read his magazine? Talk about that. Have you some cool places or foods or people or events that say Wisconsin that you'd like to mention? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on my Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page, and we'll get you on pretty quickly here. We'd love to hear from you. You know, you have a lot of different, a lot of content in every issue. There's two groups in Wisconsin are in every issue.
Yes, they're well represented. We have one department called my favorite weekend ride, and that is typically a story written by motorcyclists, bikers, Harley riders typically in Wisconsin, where they recommend a great place where they like to go and ride. Some restaurants, some great scenery, some cool shops, some place fun to go. The Gays Mills area right now, where there's lots of apples to be had. And that Driftless area is so beautiful, like riding your bike through Switzerland. So in every issue, we do have some friendly bikers that share their hidden back roads destinations. Also, in the same issue, in every issue, we have an Amish farm family diary. And as I think we've mentioned before, I think this is the only magazine in the world that combines stories from bikers and Amish folks in the same issue.
You're right about that.
It's the Amish Family Diary. I would say, in addition to the comments, good comments we get on photography, I hear more about that diary than just about anything else we run. Owen Yoder is the farmer who writes this diary each issue, just describing what life is like day in and day out. 7 days, they give us 1 week, a glimpse into life on the farm. They also have a bakery there that's open 2 days a week. So they're in Cecil, Wisconsin, on the east end of Shawano Lake. And he's told me, by the way, here's an indication of how engaged this audience is. People have driven 3 hours across the state just to come and talk to him. They will find him with his horses out in the field cutting hay, and stop him and talk with him. They're so engaged, they feel as if they know him.
Wow. You read what he writes, and he writes in that fashion.
Yeah, we try to be inviting. We try to be neighborly in everything that we do. Over the years, Larry, I've heard people in the web business talking about building community. I think magazines done in this style that welcome different voices within. I look at my old mentor, Roy Ryman, who's partnered with me on this, did magazines in this style for 40 years. I think Roy did more by accident to engender that over 40 years than many people in boardrooms have done on purpose these days.
It's great. Sharon in Green Lake, thanks for calling. Hi.
Good morning. That is one terrific magazine.
Thank you, Sharon.
I was a subscriber for a long time to Wisconsin Trails, and it got a little too commercial for my blood. But this one is fantastic, and we've had every issue. I think we finally subscribed to it. my sister-in-law and I share a house down here in Green Lake County. We're from Barron County. I've been down here about 3 years, and really are in tune with nature and conservation and environmental kinds of things.
And love the magazine. Yeah, you get that a lot, Mike.
Yeah, we do. And Green Lake County, we've run some stories from there. There's a large Amish population there as well. And Barron County, we have subscribers in all 72 counties of Wisconsin and in all 50 states.
That's amazing. And Sharon, thank you so much. I really appreciate your call. I appreciate all the calls that we get here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And I always appreciate seeing Cynthia Schuster as well. Cynthia comes by not a lot. Well, you come by a little bit to talk
with. Not often enough.
And she is, you should see the smile she's got. She's got the most beautiful smile you will ever see in your life. And why is she smiling? Well, like you, she supports our fall membership drive. Your support is the foundation of our budget. That's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for such great programs. Cynthia with me right now to encourage you to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 right now to make your gift in support of the programs you count on.
That's right. And last hour, we heard from 21 listeners. Thank you to those 21 contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio. And this hour, we hope to hear from 40 of you.
That's a lot. You'll want to make that pledge early because your gift of any amount automatically enters you in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. So I hope you'll help us meet this goal and get entered in the drawing. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And on this program, you know that Larry loves to cover topics like environmental and consumer issues, gardening, how-to topics, Wisconsin authors, and Wisconsin food. And, of course, today this great discussion about what this Wisconsin magazine has to offer. You get a lot of great information on this program, and it's possible because of your financial support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Support this program and all other programs that you enjoy on WPR with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs, and as an added incentive, we have something special right now. It's our Wisconsin Magazine one-year subscription. That's six issues, and it's yours when you contribute $84 or more. That's $7 a month. I don't know how they figured that out. But anyway, $84 or more, $7 a month. Ask for it now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, like a half-calf small mocha, soy milk, no whipped cream.
Sure, we'll get that for you right away. I see you're doing a search on your phone there. I'm curious, don't you think searching on the web is basically consuming information? But when we actually read a book, we're seeking knowledge?
What?
I mean, modern information theory, what the early computer scientists used when they invented the computer. It just stripped meaning out of everything, you know? Facts are nice, but ideas have real meaning.
Sure. Is that mocha ready yet?
Yeah, just a second. But we have time for one more question. Do you think science and poetry are related?
No.
Really? Not at all? Don't you want a bit of poetry in your own life?
Nope. Just my coffee.
Yes, Steve Paulson could be a barista. But isn't it better that he's on to the best of our knowledge? Your support makes WPR programs possible and gives you something to talk about over coffee. Give now. Here's someone to tell you how.
You can pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Cynthia Schuster asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose. That is the right amount.
Everyone who pledges this drive will be entered in a trip for two tickets on a WPR trip. You can choose whether it's going to be the Rhine River, Alaska, or France. You could be the lucky winner when you make your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You don't have to pledge to participate, by the way, in that contest. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number, and then just send it to WPR Trip Drawing at 821 University Avenue in Madison. Our zip code's 53706. So you can enter by sending a postcard, or better yet, make a pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every day. You know how important it is to you. Now consider that you want it to be there for the next generation.
You want them to have the same quality news, information, the music and entertainment. Your pledge of support today is a building block for a stable future.
So invest in quality radio for yourself and for the next generation coming up. Make your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Sustaining members provide really a stable support for Wisconsin Public Radio. If you're already a sustaining member, thank you so much for your ongoing support. If you aren't a sustainer yet, you could become one right now.
As a sustainer, you'll make automatic monthly deductions from your bank account or your credit card, and that support will automatically renew each year. It's easy to set up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll feel really great knowing that every time you listen, you are a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for. And I think WPR is one place where that's true every day. You might consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
And it's hard to buy much for $2 anymore.
Yeah.
But at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day creates a lot of learning, music, and news. That works out to about $60 a month. So make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 33 more pledges in the next, 35 minutes or so. Help out now at WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552.
And remember, as an added bonus, when you pledge at any amount, you'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. If you're a sustainer, though, don't worry because you're automatically entered.
And we haven't been mentioning this enough, and I think we should mention it again. Ask for our Wisconsin magazine 1 year subscription with your pledge of $84 or more. That's $7 a month. It's a wonderful magazine, a chance for you to have that magazine for a subscription for a year. Pledge now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Join Jessica from Antigo, who says, WPR and NPR have been programmed into my radio for many years. I have a commute to work, and WPR keeps me informed, entertained, and is just a good companion throughout the day.
Thank you, Jessica, and thank you if you've contributed. If you haven't, now is the time to do it. You can go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Having some fun today talking with Mike Beno, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. I'm Larry Mueller. So great to have you listening in. Mike is in his office in one of my favorite areas of the state, Manitouish Waters. I've caught a lot of muskies in the lake surrounding Manitouish Waters and had a lot of fun doing it. And I'm having a lot of fun reading his magazine, Our Wisconsin. We're kind of celebrating that magazine and just celebrating everything that's good about our state. Join in for questions or comments at 800-642-1234. And we have, Mike, we have Diane in Strum, Wisconsin, up next with a comment. Hi, Diane. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. I love your show. I'm an avid listener, and I am so happy to listen today because I have been a subscriber to Our Wisconsin magazine.
Wonderful.
And I have nothing but wonderful. I have praises for this magazine. I'm sharing it with all my friends. And I grew up in Strum, but I moved away my young adult years, wanted to come back, and did, and have traveled around the country, and nothing beats Wisconsin's beautiful scenery and people.
Oh, I think you're right about that. What do you think, Mike?
Hear, hear, and everybody, I hope you're listening to Diane because she just nailed it. There's no better place to live. Diane, somebody just wrote in to us a while back and made this comment. She's from Oconomowoc, said, I feel like I'm on vacation when I read Our Wisconsin. Do you kind of get that feeling?
Yes. Yes, definitely. We have so much varied nature to enjoy, and even our winters are beautiful. We have to look at the good side of that. But I want to thank you, Mr. Bean, for being the editor of this beautiful magazine, and I'm partial to Temple County.
Okay.
But it's just a beautiful magazine, and I enjoy being a Wisconsinite.
Thank you so much, Diane, for calling. Appreciate your call. That's a nice comment, isn't it?
Trempealeau County, the west coast of Wisconsin. I'd like a lot more stories from the west coast of Wisconsin, too. We have a few coming up, but that Mississippi River Valley and the Driftless area is so gorgeous. We're talking here about Manitouish Waters, and, you know, our office is in the middle of Red Pine Plantation, right across the street from the Howlin' Dog Saloon. How can it get any better than that?
I know the Howlin' Dog Saloon.
And my assistant editor, Chester, the Labrador here, likes, he approves, I think. But back to it, this area is pretty, but that Driftless area, I just can't get enough of that, and I need to get back down there in spring for a little bit of turkey hunting. That's something that I've also kind of shelved while we're doing this magazine. But, you know, vicariously enjoying it through the pages and the pictures that people send in and the stories they're sending in is just about as good.
And, you know, Diane was a good speaker. She could be a good writer, too. Maybe she's got a story to share.
I hope. I really hope. And people, I can't encourage folks enough to send in stories to us. We don't need them to be professional writers. Many of them come in handwritten on station, Wisconsin-style stationery. And what's so neat about it, Larry, is these stories have heart. They've got a beginning, a middle, and end. There's something you would stop your neighbor from mowing his lawn and stop him and tell him that story and carry it through to its completion. Those are the nuggets we pull out of the pile here and are so much fun to put in the magazine. I'll try to keep this one short, but right now I'm working on some winter stories, and oh, did I find a nice one. Did I find a very nice one. About a bobsled, in the 20s, a 35-foot bobsled that went flying down with the kids down Manypenny Avenue in Bayfield through intersection.
Whoa!
25 people could ride it, and they would slide all the way out onto Lake Superior, shove a stick in there, and try to beat it the next time, and sing songs all the way down so that people would know the state of the intersections as they came flying through down that city street. You can't make that stuff up.
No,
that's why I'm convinced this thematic area, Wisconsin, is the very best thing to do a magazine on in the world, and I would guess a radio show too, right, Larry?
Oh yeah, I tell you, it's so much fun. So much fun to talk about all the great things that go on here in this state, and really a lot of fun to read what you have in your magazine. As I said earlier, I opened up and I thought, oh, let's read this little article on Halloween. And I was like, it's one of those where you get, oh, a lump in your throat almost, you know. It's such a pretty homage this a woman is paying to her family, but also to her neighbors.
Yeah. This magazine celebrates the people of Wisconsin. And that particular story, yeah, it's a little bit heartwarming. It's the story of the outsiders coming from out of state, taking a long, dark drive to get here, driving into a rural area where they don't know, they're a little apprehensive, and a story about neighbors who've never met them coming over and making them welcome and helping them out. And really, neighborliness is a lot of what Wisconsin is all about. And if we're doing this magazine right, we are inviting in as many neighbors as possible and having it come off as one big conversation.
Tom in Nina has a comment. Hi, Tom. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry, and hi to your guests. One of the great things that I'm sure is included in your magazine that I enjoy about Wisconsin is our cold water resources. And I'm a trout fisherman, and I fished the Driftless area plus the northern areas of Wisconsin. But I've also fished, you know, Wales and Scotland and Ireland. And from a global perspective, those are always talked about as the premier places to go fishing. Well, the truth of the matter is we don't need to travel any further than Wisconsin for good trout fishing. We've got the great cold water streams here in Wisconsin, and the Driftless area is just as good, if not better, than those globally prized fishing locations in the U.K., So I just wanted to share that with everybody and encourage people to get out and enjoy them.
Yeah, Tom, thank you a lot for calling. And, Mike, I think Tom hit the nail on the head there, too.
Amen. Tom, thanks for reminding me of that. We have a wonderful photographer and writer by the name of Len Harris from Richland Center, who is our go-to guy for just this kind of story. And, in fact, in our August-September issue, our lead story was some beautiful photography of one of those streams winding through the coulees, and with a brook trout. And it was Len's story about walking through this area, coming out back to his vehicle with some fish, and he encounters a farm family, some Mennonites who are there, and the farmer stops and has a nice conversation with them. My grandfather was a farmer, and his idea of a vacation was more work. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
This fellow never had a chance to take his kids fishing, even though that stream was running right through their property. And Len said, "Would you like me to show you how to clean a trout?" And the kids very politely stood there and watched. And then he gave them some flies, told them where to go and fish. And he said five new fishermen were hatched that day. wonderful stuff. But, Tom, thank you for reminding us of that.
Tom and Wanakee. Hi to you. Thanks for calling.
Larry, last week you talked about Formation Fest.
Yes.
And yesterday my wife and I went on the farm tour, and it was just fantastic. Of course, it's a perfect day like today. Yesterday was just like today, sunny and cool and just perfect. And I'm just calling to say to anybody that's got 4 or 6 hours today or before it ends, I think on Sunday, go and see it because it was just fantastic.
Fermentation Fest, and that is actually featured. Tom, you probably didn't know this, but Mike's featured that in our Wisconsin magazine in this issue.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
What a fun story. How can you pass up a picture of an opera singer on a hay wagon with a piano accompaniment, and she's wearing a long skirt made out of corn stalks? That's culture. A Fermentation Fest. What a one! I heard about it last year. We didn't get it in. We did get it in this year. It's in Reedsburg. What a wonderful mashup of everything that's fun, from sauerkraut to making beer to yogurt, everything that's fermented, to the art detour. It's a 50-mile loop through the county of these farms that are welcoming people to stop in and see the art that has been made there, some of it professional, some of it amateur, all of it a heck of a lot of fun. And I had occasion to speak with one of the presenters. They have, I believe, 44 workshops on fermentation and foods that can be made. Lou Bank, what a treasure. The man runs an ad agency in Chicago named 10 Angry Pit Bulls. He comes up and he leads one of these workshops, and he traveled to Mexico and visited mescaleros who were making tequila over open fires and distilling it through chickens, and he's giving this humorous workshop on this stuff. And that's something you can't make up. I mean, it's all happening right here in Wisconsin. And I have to say, Donna, who has put this much of this together down there, has got to be the Chamber of Commerce's dream, because this is her brainchild, and it draws 15,000 people there.
Yeah, it's a wonderful event. You've got some wonderful photos along with the story about Fermentation Fest. And I know, you know, one gal who is no stranger to fermentation and fermented foods and drink is Cynthia Schuster. And she's here. She doesn't
have
anything.
You always know how to introduce a gal.
She's nothing fermented in her hand right now, but she does have a wish for you. If you support Wisconsin Public Radio, your support really is the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. And we're going to continue talking with Mike Bino here. But right now, Cynthia back with me to encourage you to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Do it right now to make your gift of support to this program that you count on.
Larry, we're still hoping to hear from 21 people in the next 25 minutes. And if you're looking for a reason to pledge, well, think about this. You'll be entered to win 2 tickets to a WPR trip.
You can donate any amount during our fall membership drive, and you could travel the Rhine River in Europe or see the Alaska's beautiful scenery or maybe experience the rich culture and cuisine of France. You help pay for the Larry Miller Show when you give. So do it now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network connects you with experts. How many times can you just pick up the phone and talk to the editor of a magazine like you are today, or a politician, or the author of a book? The Ideas Network brings the experts right to you, and on top of that, as an added bonus, you get Larry Miller, the friendliest voice that we probably hear at any point during our day as we turn on the radio. So to help make it all possible, please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's another really good deal I think you should consider. You can choose Our Wisconsin magazine, a one-year subscription to it, that's six issues, as your thank you gift for your pledge. If you pledge $84 or more, $7 a month, your pledge supports the programs, and I know you're going to enjoy this magazine. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
I was just looking through this magazine, and I'm fascinated. You know, there's a key hidden in one of the public parks in
yes.
the state, and if you find that key, you win a car.
You win a car.
I mean, if I had known that a few weeks ago, and I was up at, where is the waterfalls? Patterson State Park.
You could have been looking.
And maybe it's still up there. I don't know. But, you know, another among the wonderful things you'll discover when you check out Our Wisconsin magazine. Well, WPR has been around for a long time because we're committed to quality radio. And that quality is possible thanks to your support. Listener donations make up the single largest piece of our budget.
Your contribution makes this program possible, and obviously so many others as well. You're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR. When you donate at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Bonjour, I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, encouraging you to join me on a trip to France. Make a pledge of any amount during this membership drive, and you'll be entered to win a trip for two. If you win, you'll have three trips to choose from. But of course, I hope you'll choose France. We'll tour Paris, Normandy, and Brittany in May. We'll sample wine, cheese, and pastries, and we'll walk through beautiful villages steeped in history. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Find the details and the fine print at WPR.org/drawing. Or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Bonne chance et à bientôt.
And she speaks fluent French. And so that's it'd be great to be with Judith on a trip to France, because I speak no words of French.
She'll show you around.
She yeah, would show me around. And you might get a chance to join her as you listen to the show here. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during our fall membership drive. Larry Miller here with Cynthia Schuster, asking for your support of WPR. Your gift, maybe it's $10 or $15 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Public radio is a partnership. WPR and NPR work together to bring you news coverage, and public radio hosts, producers, and reporters are in partnership with listeners like you.
We receive some money from the government, but the single largest part of our income comes from you, from listeners who depend on WPR every day. So take a few moments right now to join our public radio partnership with a donation of maybe $5 a month. I'd go to $7 a month. Make it $7 a month, and then you could get a subscription for a year to Our Wisconsin magazine. Do it right now at WPR.org. or phone 888-202-2552.
A pledge is a promise. We pledge to bring you great shows every day, and you pledge to support them with a contribution of any amount.
When you help pay the cost of the station, we'll make sure there's something interesting for you to listen to. That's our pledge. Now make yours at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And how are we doing, Cynthia?
Well, we still hope to hear from 18 people in the next 20 minutes, and then we will reach our goal of 40 pledges this hour. You can help us out at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today, you're going to be entered in a drawing for two tickets on our WPR trip. And if you're a sustainer, don't worry, you're automatically entered.
And remember, ask for the Our Wisconsin Magazine one-year subscription. That's 6 issues with your pledge of $84 or more. That's $7 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much if you've already donated. If you haven't, do it now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Great to have you listening in on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio when we celebrate our state. We're going to celebrate Wisconsin here with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, joins us from his office in Manitowish Waters, and we're having a great time talking with him about the magazine itself and just about all the people and the wonderful places and things we can do here in our state. Sherry in New Lisbon's been waiting a long time, so I want to give Sherry a chance to join in. Mike. Sherry, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Mike. How are you doing today?
Great.
Hello. Great. Hey, I was going down the road listening to the station, and I heard Our Wisconsin, and I thought I better share my story about that beautiful magazine. I was sitting in the doctor's office in the lounge, and I picked up this beautiful magazine about Wisconsin and started reading the stories, and I thought to myself, I think I have a story for Our Wisconsin Magazine. And then I contacted Mike, and he was so gracious to allow me the privilege to write an article and send some pictures in about our state ballad for Wisconsin, O Wisconsin, Land of My Dreams. That was a poem that was written in the late 1920s by my grandmother, Irma Barrett, and then I added the music, and it became our state ballot officially for Wisconsin in 2001.
Thank you for sharing that story with us, Sherry. It was wonderful to put it in the magazine, and we had a link there by which people could go online and listen to that beautiful state ballad that you wrote to the words of your grandmother's poem.
Well, thank you for allowing me the privilege to be in that magazine. And as I travel, I do a lot of music therapy and a lot of other music-type performances. Even last week, I had somebody mention to me that they saw the magazine article and read all about it. And so I'm still hearing from people that have read the article and appreciate the magazine and the song as well. So thank you so very much, Mike.
Oh, that's wonderful, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry. Larry, this is a perfect example of what we were talking about before, of just regular people who are not professional writers, by and large, coming up with a story, a heartfelt family story, and getting it into us, and we take it from there. And we've had a lot of wonderful wonderful comments about that story and others like it. Just one more thing, Sherry's comment about pulling over in the car. I was at the Milwaukee Sports Show in spring. We had a small booth there with some of our magazines, and a gentleman came up to me and he said, "You know, I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio all the time, and I was on a bike ride, and I was listening to Larry's show on a bike ride, and I heard you on there with Our Wisconsin Magazine. I pulled over to the side of the road, dug in my pack, got a pen and paper out, and wrote down where to get this magazine at your website because I just had to find out about it." So that's the kind of those are the kind of things that are happening as we bring people together, not only with Our Wisconsin Magazine, but with Wisconsin Public Radio, two communities that very much overlap.
Absolutely. And, you know, if for contributors, you've got the neatest way of saying thanks to the writers.
Here it comes.
Oh, and I have tasted that pie. Tell the story about the pie.
Okay, well, I feel like I got a pie in the face on this last one, and I'll tell you about it. What Larry's talking about is we pay for the articles and photos here in large measure with pie. Our Amish diarist, Owen Yoder, has a family bakery there, and they're open Fridays and Saturdays, but we ask them to to do a special order of pecan pies for us, fresh baked from Treva's oven right there, and we ship them as a thank you gift to the various people who chip in photos and stories. They're mostly for the smaller pieces we run. We do pay a modest amount for some full-page stories. But I'll tell you, Larry, I've had some people say, gee, a check is nice, but what I really wanted was that pie. See, you can't win. But we send out about 40 of these pies. Now, they're pecan pies. Why pecan? Because those ship the best, we've been told. I would guess a cream pie wouldn't work too well. And we send those pies out as thank you gifts. In the last issue, we set a record. Larry, do you know how much it costs to send a pie to Hawaii?
I do, because I read the article, but go ahead.
I don't like thinking about it. Yeah, it was somewhere north of $80 to ship a pie to Hilo, Hawaii, to David Robbie, who's from Toma originally, who moved there. And he shared an article for our little department called Dog Tales. When I contacted him, he said, I can't believe you're sending me a pie. Why didn't you just say thank you? And I said, no, we said we'd do it. We're going to. The thing that had me really scratching my head was when we went to the common carrier to get it shipped, they quoted us for ground shipping. I still haven't figured that one out
ground
yet.
Ground shipping. And it was north of $80.
It was north of $80. And my partner, Roy Ryman, said to me, why'd you do that? I would have just sent him a check for $20 and said, buy a fresher pie. And I said, well, that was why you were the boss so long, I guess. You know? But I was happy to get David's picture with his pie and his grandchildren and put it in our October-November issue.
It's a great story. Marcy in Lake Geneva, it's your turn. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, Larry. We so enjoy your show. And also, we're subscribers to Wisconsin Magazine. When we heard about it with you discussing on the radio, and we just thoroughly enjoy it. We have a little cabin up here on Washington Island where I'm calling you from today, and when Mike was saying any suggestions for stories, we've had our place since 1981, and the last few years there's been two businesses that have started raising lavender here on the island. And the soil here is very conducive for raising lavender. One business is the Island Fragrance, and the other business, I think, is called Island Dairy. And to drive around and you see these beautiful fields of lavender growing, I mean, it's just wonderful. And one other little plug I'm going to give for the island, if you go to the Washington Island ferry site and you look on there, they've got island events, and if you click on that, Julian Hagen, who's pretty well known through Door County and lives here on Washington Island as a singer and the Hagen family singers, he does a wonderful piece for the Chamber of Commerce. It's about 30 minutes, but you learn so much more of the history of this island and the wonderful people. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Thanks so much, Marcy, for calling. Mike, a great story there.
Well, I got good news. That one's in the can. Marcy, we think alike. one of our contributors from Door County, Tina Gore, who's wonderful, contacted me about that earlier in the summer, and I said, if you can get some exploding color in some photos, we sure want to do it. Now, we're in the middle of our winter issues here. We work that far ahead. But I can assure you, we have a lavender farm story coming up, and those folks speak French, I hear, correct?
They do, Helen Mayer. Yes.
Okay, yeah. And so does Judith Sears Poisson, but we heard about that a little while ago. Yes, that story's coming up. And you mentioned the Hagens. I have not met that person, but I knew pretty well Jack Hagen, who was a charter boat captain up there for a number of years. When I was a little kid, I went fishing with him on a number of occasions. Have visited there, and I love it, and I see why you have a home there.
Marcy, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. As soon as you said Lavender Farm, I said, I've got to get up there, because last spring, I was on a WPR trip to Hawaii, and one of our One of our visits was to a lavender farm in Hawaii, which was really a lot of fun. And so I'm definitely, probably next summer, be making my way to the island here and take a look at that lavender farm. It should be a lot of fun. Thank you.
I think it's going to be, we like to enter spring with a big splash of color. So even though it's a little bit of a summer story, you may see this lavender farm story coming out leading summer a little bit. Give folks a chance to look at it, think about it, and then maybe take a trip there themselves.
It sounds wonderful. Mike Bino, our guest today, editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, and really the only lavender expert I know, is Cynthia Schuster, who's cooked with it, and she's used it in a variety of ways. I think she's even made jams out of lavender. But
I've enjoyed lavender martinis.
Ooh,
have you ever?
No, I've never had a lavender martini, see? Back to that fermentation business again, aren't we?
You know me well.
She's here to help you and I remember that it's time to celebrate Wisconsin and Wisconsin Public Radio with a gift of support. Your donation makes a big difference, and any amount makes a difference, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We just need five pledges in the next 5 minutes, and I know that we can do that. You can give any amount, and you will be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. So you get to choose between a cruise along the Rhine River in Europe, or you could discover Alaska, or sample the French lifestyle.
Thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is right now. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You depend on the Larry Mueller Show, and Larry is here every day bringing you interesting guests and topics. And I know he's been influencing me for years. We've worked together since,
it's been
9 years. And even before that, I was a student here at the UW, and Larry taught me something very important, which is to be an information junkie, to read as much as we can and to learn as much as we can. And he brings that forward here on his show every single day. You don't get a show like this anywhere else. And this show is possible because others have pledged to keep it going. And now it's your turn. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge matters. Every pledge helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. And be sure to ask for Our Wisconsin Magazine's one-year subscription as your thank you gift when you give $84 or more. That's $7 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
So make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Cynthia Schuster asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. And whether your pledge is $5 a month or maybe it's $7 a month, you get that Our Wisconsin Magazine subscription, or maybe it's $100 a month, we certainly appreciate and count on your gift.
That's right. If listening to WPR might be worth $4 a day to you, then consider becoming a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle. 9XM members are listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support WPR programs. So $1,200 works out to less than $4 a day.
If you find that you've been getting more value from WPR in the past year, you might consider a contribution that puts you into that 9XM Leadership Circle. Make your gift now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Radio is the perfect companion because it complements anything else you're doing. If you want to sit on the couch and just listen, you can.
But you don't have to. Unlike TV or reading, you can drive while listening to the radio, get ready for work, clean the house, go for a run, whatever.
Radio is great. It doesn't drain your energy. It adds to and enriches anything else that you're doing. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener supported. Your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps it all keep going.
And it does pay to give the tell people where to go, WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. So I shouldn't be butting in when you're saying that. And especially now, because we still have one more pledge to go to make it. And we've got about a minute to do it. So come on, if you haven't done it, I've got a great reason for you to give.
That's right. When you pledge any amount, you're automatically entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You could choose to go to Europe and explore the towns along the Rhine River, or go on an Alaskan adventure, or even a trip to France.
Thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, help us stay on track. Enter the drawing. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552.
And remember, when you make a pledge of $7 a month or more, that's $84 a year or more, you can ask for the Our Wisconsin magazine. It's a one-year subscription that's 6 issues across the course of a year. Ask for it when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And that's a wonderful magazine. I hope you really will contribute at least at $7 a month. It'd be wonderful for you to do that by pledging now at WPR.org or phoning at 888-202-2552. You're going to make me happy, and you're going to make Cynthia happy, too. We cover a lot of topics on this show, but I hope what stands out is that we are often celebrating what a wonderful state we have and how lucky we are to call it home, and the incredible people who live here. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. We're having a great time visiting with Mike Beno, editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, which really celebrates what life is all about in our state. He joins us from his office in Manitouish Waters. And Mike, thanks again for spending time with us today. I really appreciate it.
It's great to be here, Larry, and I got to say, I'd like to return the love a little bit back your way. Public radio is something worth supporting. I've felt that way all along, and have in the past served on pledge drives for our local independent up here, WXPR, but all public radio is something that is worthy, and it's something unique. And I think we try to do the same thing with Our Wisconsin magazine. And as I said before, I think our audiences are one and the same. We love this state.
Well, I certainly agree with you on that, Mike. And I want to give our listeners a chance to join in with a question or comment or maybe an experience to share. Maybe you've read Our Wisconsin magazine, or maybe you have a Wisconsin experience you'd like to tell us about. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And we have a caller wanted to know, Mike, how did you get the nickname Corn?
Oh, my goodness. That's ancient history. It's a four-letter word, and so is Mike. That goes back to my high school days at Abbott Pennings High School in De Pere, right at the foot of the bridge near St. Norbert's College. I was born in Oshkosh, raised in Green Bay, and lived in a lot of other places in Wisconsin. And I got to tell you, that name's tagged along with me all along the way, and I don't even remember how it came.
Well, that's sometimes that's the way it is. You know, how the heck did I ever get named that? Well, that was a good question, I thought. And Karen on Facebook said, "I love Mike's magazine and this show," and she has a suggestion for a future article for you. She thought Munson's Winery in Withy, Wisconsin,
okay,
would be worth a story. It's Munson, M-U-N-S-O-N, Munson's Winery in Withy, Wisconsin,
okay,
as a potential story.
OK.
Okay, I've got that down, Larry, and thank you so much for that tip.
Harry and Waukesha, this is something you may not know this. I certainly don't off the top of my head, but Harry and Waukesha wonders how much does tourism contribute to our income in the state of Wisconsin every year? And I honestly don't know. I know it's a huge amount of money.
Well, yeah, I don't have those numbers at my fingertips. I'm sure they're very easy to find, but my goodness, many millions in the multiples when you look at the viral effect of just the money somebody spends on a trip. This magazine does celebrate events and destinations all around the state, and we're seeing quite a lot of people interested in tourism in Wisconsin coming to us because they like to learn about some of these backroads destinations and some of the things we've talked about right here.
I would certainly agree with you. And, you know, this time of the year, you know, this, I think you told me once that one of the reasons that you wanted to move here was autumn and the colors and all the beautiful scenery that we have at this time of the year.
You can't beat it. As I said in the most recent issue, I've often felt that I live for autumn, and that's not exaggerating in any way. My wife and I moved to northern Vilas County 10 years ago, took her away from the land of the malls and up to where there's not a whole lot of shopping, but that's okay because this time of year is really something special. Not only the tremendous color that we have, you know, with the maples up here in the boreal forest, but that rich, earthy fragrance of the leaves as they've fallen. It takes me right back to when I was first walking with my father in the grouse woods somewhere, probably up around Dykesville, not this far northern Wisconsin. I grew up in Green Bay. But right there, it takes me back to walking alongside behind my father in the woods with his cheap old Stevens shotgun and his dog that didn't mind very well but still could retrieve well enough, and seeing a fox for the first time, seeing a deer standing there in the woods for the first time, and just drinking it all in. Yeah. Gotta love it.
Mike Bino, our guest today, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, and talking with him about the magazine and about our great state. Join in at 800-642-1234. One of the articles I also enjoyed was the pressing duties. Apple cider is a fall tradition. You had an article in this latest issue.
Sure. Jerry Harp, a Wisconsin native, lives just across the line in Wallace, Michigan, shared a story about pressing apple cider, and it's a fun and interesting one, quite seasonal. Jerry also shared a story, and I'm toying with the idea of bringing this one back because it was in our very first issue after launch when we had maybe 20,000 circulation, and now we're yeah, pushing 100,000, about his years in cherry camp in Door County. He called it a poor kid's scout camp when he got picked up by on a yacht and taken from Marinette across to Horseshoe Bay in Door County. And these legions of kids made some money by filling their cherry pails. And what a Wisconsin story. What fun. One other thing here, Larry. Did you see the story about the bug cups?
Yes.
Okay, I got a report. The bug cups. It's a couple in Prairie du Sac, Morris and Jackie Nolden. They live on a farm. I don't think they're active farmers anymore. They came up with this idea to take junk, scrap metal. What it is the cups used in old dairy barns to water cows. And they took some of those, and they made some ladybugs out of them. Larry sandblasted them. He welded them.
I'm looking at them right now in your magazine.
He welded them. They're whimsical little things. And they took them into town and showed them at the cafe, and people said, "We'll buy some." And he said, "We didn't
these aren't for sale. We just thought we'd, you know, we'll give them away. Well, no, no, we'll pay you something for them. And it turned into a charity that has generated $60,000, north of $60,000 for veterans all across the state. I believe they have given money to veterans organizations in something north of 60 of the 72 counties in the state. They're shooting for all 72. And they say it's interesting when you call someone up and say, I want to give you some money. Where's the catch? Well, there is no catch. And guess what? Here's the update. Since we ran this story, they're getting bombarded with old scrap cups. People are driving by and leaving them in their yard. The raw material.
Oh, wonderful.
If anybody is interested in taking some scrap out of their dairy barn and putting it to good use and benefiting veterans, you can give Jackie and Morris a call. Can I give their number?
Yeah, go ahead.
608-643-8484.
643-8484?
Sure.
Why
it's
not?
A wonderful charity.
Ann in Greenfield, thanks a lot for calling. Hi.
Hi there. One of the things I was listening to, how corn got his nickname, and I'm from southern Wisconsin, or Milwaukee area, and I met my husband. He's from Glidden, Wisconsin, if you've ever heard of it. Melon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when I met him, he's a thin, tall man, but his nickname is Tubber. And I started meeting his friends and people from his town, and they were names like Jelly Roll, Wolfie, Creeping Jesus, Bear Claw, Clevis. And is that a Wisconsin thing?
I know a No Buck. Yeah. Guy's name is No Buck, or his nickname is No Buck. I don't know. Is it a Wisconsin thing? There's a lot of it here, that's for sure, Mike.
We've got a lot of friendly people here. In that corn, you just reminded me. A friend emailed me one time about a year ago and said, it's August. There's Corn and Tater Fest in Adams County. You have to go see it. I have a good friend named Tater. He got that name in probably fifth grade. That predates corn. So, yeah, Mike Baton, if you're listening in Green Bay, Tater, we'll have to do Corn and Tater Fest in Adams County one of these days, huh?
Sounds like a plan. Ann, thanks a lot. Travis in Whitehall, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, how you doing today?
Great, appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say it's a story about Wisconsin, and Trumbull County, about 15 years ago, developed the nation's largest backroad bicycling trail system, and we got about 500 miles of paved backroads that are all very low traffic. And we just got a couple grants, a $30,000 grant to put up road signs along the loops, as well as another $30,000 to put in some mountain bike trails. So that would be a big thing for our tourism in Trempealeau County.
Oh, that sounds great.
Thank you for that. I was not aware of just how big and ambitious that is. And I enjoy biking, and I have some relatives who are deep into it, both road biking and fat tire. And bike trails are taking over more and more, and I think that's a great thing. Right here in Manitowish Waters, they've just completed a spur that you can get on this thing here and ride it 47 miles down into St. Germain. Paved trails.
I love biking in the Manitowish area. There are so many good back roads there, too, that I was thinking about biking. Actually, coming around a bend and straight away, and here's a big cranberry marsh off to the right. And I can remember going through woods up there, and I'm down a road, and ahead of me, about several hundred yards ahead of me, was a fox.
Sure.
Running down the road ahead of me and not knowing, and I caught all the way up to that fox and said something. He's just like, hey! And that fox jumped about 10 feet straight in the air and then took off. It was a lot of fun. But Trempealeau County sounds like a great place to do some biking.
Trempealeau means mountain soaking in water, I believe, and we've had some stories about Trempealeau County, with this tip, I'm sure we're going to be doing some more. We're all about celebrating everything in Wisconsin, and as I said before, stories from the west coast of Wisconsin over there, got to have them.
Mike Beno, our guest today. What a great conversation to have with him. Mike is the editor of Our Wisconsin magazine, joined us from his office in Manitowish Waters. And Our magazine, as a matter of fact, when you contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio, you can get a year subscription to Our magazine when you contribute at least $7 a month, $84 or $7 a month to Wisconsin Public Radio. I hope you'll do it. It's a wonderful magazine, and it'll be a great premium for your contribution. Cynthia Schuster joining me now, and this our fall membership drive, of course, and you, as a listener, provide the single largest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio. This drive, your chance to support all the programs you enjoy. So I hope you'll give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Well, Larry, we should take a moment to celebrate the fact that we met our goal last hour and we surpassed it. So thank you to the 57 members who called and pledged their support to Wisconsin Public Radio. We're hoping to hear from 13 in this half hour. We only have 9 more to go and about 9 minutes to get it done. So make your pledge at 888-202-2552 or at WPR.org.
And when you give, you'll be entered in a drawing. We have 2 tickets on a WPR trip of your choice, a pledge of any amount, your chance to enjoy European towns along the Rhine River, or maybe explore Alaska, or maybe escape to France. Ugh, sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
So you can enter in that drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying this conversation with Mike Beno, editor of Our Wisconsin magazine. I think it's an example of the fun and interesting conversations that we have on this show.
Now take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible in the future. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember again, you can get our Wisconsin magazine 1-year subscription when you make a contribution of $84. That's $7 a month. Your donation supports the programs you count on. And you can also get this nice thank you gift. So pledge now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
I have many favorites. I like the music for casual listening, but when I want to pay attention, when I want to do intentional listening, then I like anything that Larry Mueller does. I do like Chapter a Day. In fact, I usually try to catch that twice, both early in the day and late at night. I like Saturday morning classics by request, and I love the folk music program on Sunday evening. I like all the NPR offerings, especially Prairie Home Companion and All Things Considered. I listen all the time. I'm Lorraine Henning from Eau Claire, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for intellectual stimulation.
Lorraine, you are a peach. Lorraine pledges to Wisconsin Public Radio. How about you? Have you done it yet? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Cynthia Schuster. We're asking for your support of WPR during our membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount, that's the right amount for you.
You might pay $200 a month for your cable service. You're willing to do that because you get entertainment and information all month long.
You get the same things on this station. And in fact, the quality of what you get on WPR, I think, is really unmatched. The quality is really only possible with your support. You could even become a sustaining member with a 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or more. Keep this station strong. Make your gift now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
WPR has a reputation for quality and substance. Your contributions in the past have gotten us to where we are today, and your pledge today will take this kind of strength into the future.
So your dollars give Wisconsin Public Radio the means to keep that quality and substance you count on in our programs every day. Hope you'll pledge your support now. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. How are we doing here on the...
Still need seven more pledges in the next 6 minutes. As an added incentive, remember, a pledge of any amount enters you in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. So you can donate for your chance to travel along the Rhine River in Europe or to Alaska or tour France.
Your pledge right now keeps this program going strong, and certainly we appreciate that. I do, and I know Cynthia does as well. It also enters you in the drawing for a trip of your choice. Make your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Thank you for spending time with Wisconsin Public Radio today. Whether you found us by scanning the dial or maybe a friend recommended the great music and high-quality news or weekend programs that you hear, you're still tuned in because you like what you hear.
And because you like what you hear, I hope you'll help pay your public radio station. You choose the amount, $5 a month, $7 a month, a great starting point, or whatever's comfortable for you. Become our next new member at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now we hope you'll make the decision to support WPR financially. It's as simple as that. You really can help. So join or renew your membership or make an extra gift, all at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Give the amount that's right for you, and if you need some help figuring that out, you might consider this. Since you hear three things a day that you're really glad you heard, let's say you do, if you paid a dime for each of those, that would work out to $10 a month. That's good math. Make your contribution right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
We're looking for, look at that, we just met our goal. Thank you so much to the 13 people who called this hour, including three new members. Why don't you join them at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you've been thinking about that trip, pledge any amount today. You'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets on one of those WPR trips. And if you're a sustainer, don't worry, you're automatically entered. But even so, you could just maybe add a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You can also ask for a subscription to Our Wisconsin magazine. It's 6 issues over the course of a year. When you pledge $84 or more, that's $7 a month, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Do it right now. Ask for the Wisconsin magazine with your subscription, as Cynthia was talking about and what I've been talking about. Really, Wisconsin Public Radio needs your support and needs your help. It's something that we feel very strongly about, that I feel very strongly about. I think many of our listeners, as you've heard, Ken from Fall Creek loves our shows. Jessica from La Crosse loves the show. She has the radio on every morning. She says, I figured it was time I paid for it. A donor from Berlin says, I listen to Joy every morning, and I would really like to go to France. Well, I'd like to go to France, too, but I'm not eligible. You are, though, as you listen. And here's your opportunity right now, opportunity of a lifetime to go with Judith Sears Poisson to France or Joy to Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Or
Peter Bryant. Along the Rhine River.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes. All these great people, wonderful company, and of course, experiences that you'll never forget. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. A pledge of any amount gets you qualified to win.
If you haven't, if you've given already, thank you so much for giving. If you haven't given, now's the time to do it. Donate at WPR.org. Or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you.